Hi, it's Scott. Rock File, back with another podcast review for you. Going to talk about the 2005 cinematic achievement known as Dune. Okay, there was a little sarcasm there. This is pretty much known as one of the top 10 worst video game adaptations of all time. Why am I talking about it? Because I picked up a really cheap 4K copy only because the reviews said you have to hear the soundtrack. It is one of the most active DTS:X soundtracks out there. We'll talk more about that. And it is. And I got to be honest, I didn't hate it as much as I used to hate it watching it now. I mean, the movie, 19 years old, stars Carl Urban, Rosamund Pike, and then at the end, and The Rock. Yeah, this is that long ago. Not only was he not a star, he wasn't called Dwayne Johnson. It was and The Rock. Wasn't particularly great in the movie, but there are moments that he was really good in it. Carl Urban pretty much carries the heart of the film through the whole thing. Rosamund Pike does pretty good. She screams a lot. I didn't know she could scream quite so well. The biggest complaint I have as a video game adaptation is, although it takes place and they get a lot of the trappings right, we spend 40 minutes before any real action happens. Now, there's some action at the beginning, but you don't really see much. There's bits of action here and there. Somebody shoots something that was moving or something's moving. But as they're trying to build tension, literally 43 and a half minutes before we actually get some serious Doom action. Now, that's the biggest complaint because, well, if you've ever played any of the Doom games, they drop you in the grinder to begin with. There is no waiting around or building tension. You walk around a couple hallways, and it is on. Like Donkey Kong. I mean, it's an action spectacular. And the movie never really gets to that, except for that five-minute first-person scene that everybody talks about, that was a big deal in the making of and all that. I watched all of the extras. Okay, let's backtrack a little bit. Why do I own this movie? Well, I bought it originally because I saw it in the theater and I was hoping rewatching it, I would like it better. I was a big Doom fan. For those who never played Doom, it changed everything as far as computer and gaming in general. Everything before that time had been sprites and pixels, Donkey Kongs and Galaxians and Pac-Mans. And we had had Wolfenstein 3D from these same guys, but Doom was a whole nother level. It looked 3D, even though it was about 2.5D. We wouldn't get full 3D until Quake. But I remember having to play the game at work at night. My radio station was a brand new radio station. It was originally in a strip mall right next to a bank. So there was nobody in that building at night. And we would go back to work and play Doom at night with all the lights turned off because we had speakers on our computers. We were a radio station, right? And it was not very common to have speakers connected to your computer. Computers back in the day had a speaker inside to go beep if there was a problem with it, which we still have today, but you literally would have to put a sound card in a computer to make it make sound, to make stereo sound or whatever. And these days it comes as a chip on your motherboard. So I remember upgrading my computer at home to put my very first Sound Blaster. I think it was a Sound Blaster 16, which means it was 16-bit, which was better than 8-bit. My first Sound Blaster to get real sound. And I remember it scaring the crap out of me. Doom had a really great soundtrack for the day. It was creepy. Things would kind of jump out of you. It had a 3D element to it. And so playing Doom was a very visceral experience. It was the first video game where you wanted to turn off the lights and get scary and you were fighting demons from hell and you knew at the end of the game you're probably going to find a gateway to hell or something. So this doesn't fully translate to this movie because, well, first of all, although John Carmack was involved in some point and he said he liked the movie as a straight up action movie and it did have nods to the game, and it does. But there's no like, well, why was Fallout recently so good? Because Bethesda Softworks and the people that made the game were executive producers on the show. They made sure that it was made out of everything that Fallout is made out of. This was, id sold the rights. They probably were consultants on the film, but you had Hollywood producers, Hollywood actors, Hollywood writers making this film. And we're not going to do that anymore. I guarantee you, you're not going to see a whole lot less of that. Now, they could have tried to do something different, and they didn't. They tried to follow the Doom. But, again, in trying to build some tension to take 40 minutes to get to the action, and then when we do get to the action, it's mostly zombie stuff. It's mostly humans that have been turned into zombies. We get very little of the demons, the devils, and then they write that off to, if you've never seen it, they changed the storyline a little bit to the experiments that we were doing there on the stuff that we found on Mars. And, did I not talk about what the movie is about? If you have no idea what Doom is about, it's based on a video game, and it's about a bunch of Marines who were sent to Mars to find out what happened to the scientists that were based on Mars. The movie at the beginning has Rosamund Pike talking over the narration, talking about we discovered a gate on Earth that led to Mars, and we've been for the last 20 years trying to figure how everything works. Before I get too much further into the movie, there's one problem I've always had with the film, and any movie that does this to military people. There are two people on this military team. They're supposed to be Marines in the future. Anyway, you've got one guy who really, he's a creep. He's a psychopath. He tries to rape and pillage everything where he goes, but yet when it's time to fight the demons, he's on point. So that must be why he's on the team. The other guy is kind of a religious nut, and every time he takes the Lord's name in vain, he cuts himself. Now, neither one of these people would make it through the psych eval for modern military. I know it creates tension in the script. I know why those characters are there. It adds more flavor and tension. I don't know why you would need more of that in a Doom film. But to me, again, you have Hollywood writers trying to make a movie out of something they don't completely understand. Even Rosamund Pike later said that she wished she knew more about Doom. She had no idea how big it was, and when it failed, she heard about it very well. Even The Rock has said later that, hey, we tried, and it's a warning shot to those who are going to try and fail. Look at what we did. It's kind of what Ryan Reynolds says about Green Lantern. But watching the movie now, it's obvious it doesn't have the fingerprints of the creators of the game on it. Now, on the positive side, once the action starts, the movie's quite entertaining. The backstory and the mythology is pretty well thought out. They show you some pretty good special effects. By the time we get to the killings, almost all of it's practical. There's a little bit of CG enhancement here and there, things they couldn't do, but that's done very well because it's kept dark and shadowy. But a lot of the blood, a lot of the creatures are Doug Jones and other people in suits. And it looks great. That it holds up from that aspect. The special effects actually hold up. There's not a lot of stuff in space. There's not a lot of CG. It's a lot of practical stuff. And that, as we've learned watching a lot of movies recently, those movies hold up a lot better than the early stuff that went all CG and now look quite cheesy compared to what we can do now. This was 2005. This movie is 19 years old. And some of the stuff was actually quite good looking. We haven't gone too much further with some of the things they did. But all in all, when it was over, I'm like, yeah, I get it now. I don't hate it. When it came out, I hated it because I'm a Doom fan, and it just didn't satisfy that Doom itch in a film. We have gotten much better action movies since that just leave you breathless. A John Wick movie leaves you breathless. Get those guys to make a Doom movie. There was a straight-to-video sequel, kind of, I guess. I don't think it had any. I think I saw it at one point. It's available out there. I'm never going to review that or watch that again. But this, what I will say, the 4K is an upscale. It looks good. There's a lot of blacks. It's hard for blacks not to get crushed, but the Dolby Vision HDR does a really great job with really dark movies. It looked pretty spectacular. It's got a sea of grain. It was filmed on film, and it's up converted from a 2K, I think. I didn't really do a whole lot of research. But the soundtrack, they have blessed this movie with a DTS:X soundtrack. DTS:X is the component or the competitor to Dolby Atmos. Both of these are the next generation of surround sounds from each company. They're object-based, where they're not trying to make sound come out of the speakers to make it sound like it fills the studio, the room you're in. They try and place things specifically in the space of the room. That's what the technology does. They make bullets whiz over your head or past your ear. They can make things come up behind your head. The more speakers you have in a Dolby Atmos or DTS:X setup, the better you're going to hear things in a three-dimensional space. It's pretty amazing. I have a minor Dolby Atmos DTS:X setup, and I've been someone who adopted 5.1 from the day one, so I've been in this hobby for 25 years. Dolby Atmos and DTS:X are just breathtaking when done right. And this is one of those soundtracks. It is constantly in motion. There's constantly things flying around. There's constantly sounds behind you, the air conditioning, the rumble of things, all of it. It is just a very immersive soundtrack. Wow. The critics were right. They gave this 5 out of 5 for the DTS:X soundtrack. And I would too. It really makes watching the movie worth it. The fact that the movie moves pretty quick, that The Rock is pretty good in it. There's a very, not to give too much away, but The Rock, well, there's a twist. And he's got a line that, you know, it's cheesy on one hand, but on the other hand, it's like, it's kind of funny, you know? And then what happens, happens. Then it kind of has abrupt ending. All in all, I mean, it was worth the $10 I paid for it. Oh, yeah, how did I get it? So I own Dune from back in the day because, again, when I saw it in the theater, I bought the Blu-ray, thought, if I watch it again, maybe I'll like it more. Never happened. And it looked pretty bad on Blu-ray. The blacks were really crushed. It was very pixelated in a lot of it, especially. I also thought that the first-person scene only lasts about 5 minutes. It's a little slow. Like, when you're used to playing Doom, it moves a lot faster. And I noticed when they weren't doing the first-person thing, things did move faster. I think they slowed it down not to make people sick. It's pretty vertigo to have to be in that first person, as we saw from movies that have come out since then. What was that? Hard Harry was one of those. So I got it because Grove, and if you don't order from Grove or Hamilton Book or some of these discount houses, Grove is actually an official store of Universal. It also carries Warner Brothers and other things. So they every once in a while have sales, and they had a sale, 3 4Ks for $30. Where all of the 4Ks on the list were $15 to $20+ each. So it was a great deal. So I found two movies that I really wanted, foreign films that are actually quite expensive on 4K, but if I could get them for $10 a piece, that's great. But there really wasn't a third one. And I own the Doom Blu-ray, and I really, yeah. And then I went and read the reviews. I'm like, give me a reason to throw this in there so I can get this deal. And the soundtrack was the reason. And worth $10. I mean, if somebody wants to watch Doom, I'm like, yeah, we'll watch Doom because you need to hear this soundtrack. I like Carl Urban a lot. I think he's great in the film. The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, the vision of what he's going to be, especially in the making of. It's a much younger version of him. He's not as well-schooled. He's not as even keel. He gets excited about things. He's not as the mellow dude that he is these days. But it was interesting to watch. And he is, in most of the scenes, very good in the film. There's a couple scenes where it's just like, or he's just the Rock there. But other scenes, he really was playing the character he was playing, and it was pretty good. All in all, Doom is not one of the worst films I've ever seen. It is one of the worst video game adaptations when you watch it right after something like Fallout that's so perfect. Or Last of Us, which was pretty perfect. Yeah, this doesn't hold a candle. But, you know, it's got the Doom name on it. You got some big stars in it. It's got some practical effects. If you're into it, it might be something fun to watch on Halloween or science fiction party, something like that. I don't know. I'll pull it out to watch it for the soundtrack again at some point, I'm sure, because it does sound amazing if you have the sound set up to listen to it that way. Doom 2005, it's available on 4K. It's usually around $10 on most stores. Is it worth that? Your mileage will vary. It depends on how much you like those actors and Doom and how much you can forgive them for the sins against the Doom game, which is still, there's a little making of the Doom 3, which I guess was coming out about the same time, and the graphical differences between Doom 1 and 2, obviously, and even Quake and stuff like that, to Doom 3 was amazing, the lighting and all that. Matter of fact, there were computer nuts on there talking about when Doom 3 came out, you know, it couldn't play as well as it could until later. It was one of those games that came up before the technology caught up to play it well. If you play it now, it actually plays very well in the Doom games that have come after. They scale great because they're usually made with forward technology thinking, and once you get to that technology in the future, you can play those games from a little bit in the past, and they play, you know, butter smooth. Doom the movie, though, it's up there with, like, the Tomb Raider movies with Angelina Jolie. Nice try, but no. All in all, get it for the soundtrack, or if you're a fan otherwise, you can skip this one and do watch the Fallout series on Amazon. It's amazing. Scott, I'm Rock File. This was a podcast about a movie that's not very good, but the soundtrack rocks. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
Yeah.